Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial God has given.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he came.
I was at my lowest.
At my lowest.
You got an echo.
All those out there listening, wherever you are, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And today is a beautiful day and a gift. Let's give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your holy name. Thank you for all that you've done for us. You got an echo, Sister Faith.
Yes, I know. Anyways, let's give God some praise.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for all
glory,
your time.
Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Today we have a very special guest, a strong man of God and of faith, and has a testimony to share with us. Brace your hearts and minds to receive. Our guest, Brother James McGilberry, is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
But before we get started,
hey.
He's
hello, everyone.
Go ahead and open us up in prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I'm thankful that we're all here on today, that you made a way out of no way for all of us to see another day, and that you continue to be in our lives, and you bless us exceedingly and abundantly, and you supply all of our needs, no matter how big, no matter how small. And you always remain consistent, and you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and your love is guaranteed, and for that I'm truly thankful, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. So
amen.
Brother Ben, you can go ahead and start.
Amen.
Okay. I want to share my testimony on today with everyone. True story. I was in the military. I was a paratrooper. I was serving with the 82nd Airborne Division, and I was on a night jump. Parachute malfunction. I ended up free falling 800 feet. And when I hit the drop zone, I broke my lower back in three places and shattered my right femur. The doctors told my wife, they said, well, my wife and my friend, that if he lives through the night, he'll never walk again. But her response to that statement was, not only will he live through the night, but because of the God I serve, he will walk again. And not only did I walk again, but when God closed that door, he opened an even greater door, because right now I'm pre-med, and with his help, my long-term goal is to become an emergency room doctor so I can help others in their time of need. and I'm thankful for every day that God gives me.
Amen.
Definitely. So,
amen.
Yeah. People often say that God is the ultimate physician, and he is. And it's not over till he says it's over. And for that, I'm truly thankful.
Amen. We have a lot more time. Do you want to share some more of your testimony?
Well, sure. I flatlined 3 times. I had to undergo 3 operations and also 1 year rehab. But with everything that I went through, I knew that God was there with me every step of the way. And also, my friend, she was there with me as well. And my wife, she was there. And I know that God is never going to stop being with us. And if the doctors say, well, hey, it's not going to happen, God is going to make sure that it's going to happen. And I'm so thankful for that. I really am. Definitely.
Amen. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At the time that you had your accident, and you speak about the faith that your wife had and that she spoke what she spoke, were you also a Christian at that time?
I was, but I didn't have the relationship with God that I have with him now. And she helped me to become a better Christian, a better man of God, by how much faith she put in God.
Amen.
That helped me in so many ways. It really did. And I'm forever grateful for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So after this accident, you were conscious most of the time, or were you unconscious, or what was that all about?
Well, sometimes I wasn't conscious. I had to be put in a medically induced coma because of the extent of the injuries that I sustained.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I didn't sever my spinal cord, but I did fracture my vertebrae, and I literally separated at L3 and L4, and I was beside myself. But my wife, she knew that when she took up my foot, she knew that, hey, that shouldn't be happening. And because it happened, she knew that, hey, I need to tell the doctors that what's going on. And she specifically told the doctors, don't show him the x-rays. Because if you don't tell him that he's not going to be able to walk, he will make a full recovery. He will walk.
Amen.
And it happened.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out that might get a chance to hear this recording, and maybe they themselves have been in a similar situation, although maybe not, you know, falling from the sky, but could find themselves in a situation where they're being challenged. What would you say to them to try to encourage their hearts, encourage their spirits, you know, going through something traumatic like that?
I would have to say, don't give up. Don't quit. Be certain that you put your faith and trust in God, and be certain that you surround yourself with people who are like-minded, who will give you sound counsel, and who will be able to help you if you should need them, if you should need an ear, if you should need a kind word, have those people there just in case. But when it's all said and done, you have to make a choice to get into the word, listen to what God is telling you, and be certain that you're going where he's leading you. But you have to make a choice, and it all starts with you.
Okay. And let me ask one other question, and I'll be done. I said you want to ask two other questions. Now, how long were you, like, recuperating from this accident?
It took, like, I went through, believe it or not, 1 year of rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to say it took years for me to get to the point where I'm in now. I have to say more than 7 years.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah, it's been a gradual journey. Yeah.
Okay, gradual journey. And that's one other thing I want to ask, and then I'm done with my questions here. So during that period of time, okay, between that accident, like you said, it took a full 7 years for the recovery. Just being human, I know that there had to be times when you were probably somewhat down about the situation, perhaps, or perhaps you weren't, but could you just address that, you know, still trying to encourage people and just be for real with people, because, you know, people go through this stuff, and yes, they know God and all, but sometimes, you know, on that human side, we do have those down moments. We have these times where we begin to doubt, you know, so did you run up against that a few times, and how did you get yourself out of that?
Okay. To answer your question, yes. I didn't, in the very beginning, I didn't understand why God would allow me to go to get to that point where I was at, because I was in a elite unit, and my goal was to serve for 20 years. That was my plan, and I was at a unit where you could get promoted at a very rapid pace, and it looked good on your resume. But when God closed that door, I didn't understand why he did it, why he allowed that to happen when I was really in a good place. But as time went on, I was able to accept the fact that, hey, God has a bigger plan in mind. God has something better in store for my life.
Mm-hmm.
He closed that door, and my life doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. And it took a while for me to make that transition in my mind and be able to grasp a full understanding of, hey, this is God's plan. This is what's going to happen in my life. And be obedient to what he wants, and trust him. Make sure you put my faith and trust in him, and know that it's going to work out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering those questions. I praise God. Thank you for being transparent, because I believe people need to hear stuff like that. So praise God for your journey.
Thank you. Amen. You're welcome. Yeah. Any more questions?
I do. Yeah, I do. I have a question. Because of the things that you had to go through, and because of what you used to do, you no longer do anymore, I just wanted to know what you do now, or what did you have to change your goals or your dreams, or do you have a dream? What are you doing now with your life? Right now,
student at Cal State. I'm a senior, and I'm pre-med. My major is biology, pre-med. And when I'm in school, because Cal State's on a quarter system, I go in and I do what I got to do at a good pace to be certain that I make the grades that I need to make, so eventually I can graduate and apply to med school. And then when I'm not in school, or even when I have a spare moment, I'll get on my bike, hop on my bike, go riding. I'll go swimming, work out, get into the word, go to church, do something that's going to keep me busy being certain that I enjoy the time that God has given me. And that's how, and enjoy life.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We have, we got 15 more minutes. You guys have any more questions or comments?
Well, I do want to say this, that God always has a plan and a purpose for all of our lives, and I really praise Him for the journey of which you're speaking about today, because, see, you've been through something, and you know what God can do, because He's a God of the impossibility. He's a God that will blow people's minds when they're saying one thing. And then by Him having taken you through what you've gone through and to be leading you now into that medical field, when you run across different things in this medical field, and because you know God the way that you know God, you're going to know that it's always Him that's moving in the midst of stuff. You know, because the world, when they don't know the Lord and they have whatever titles that they have, it's always, I did this or I did that. It's because I know how and I perfected this and I can go in and I can do this. But you're going to know, I believe, that it's God working through you for anything that happens along the way when you're meeting different people, going through different things in that emergency room. You're going to know that when everybody else has given up and when things change around in a person's life, that it was God. It wasn't some medicine. It wasn't some procedure, but it was God working through all of that to bring it about. You know, that you know you're going to give that glory to God and not to yourself, okay? So, God is just awesome. And so having taken you through something, and you'll be able to relate to people that come in there, because you're going to see many different people coming into that emergency room in many different situations. Now you're going to be able to truly be one that can truly give words of encouragement because you've seen where God has brought you from. So it's a blessed testimony. God is going to just use you out of what was a tragedy to be a blessing to a whole lot of people. And so I just, you know, just praise God and just say, hey, just give all the glory to God.
Definitely. Always. Always give Him the glory.
Well, brother, this is Deacon Chapman. I'd like to say that when you read the eighth chapter of Matthew, that's a chapter concerning with healing. And in Jesus' healing, we can see God in the flesh. And Jesus healed all the sick. And sometimes God will bring us through something that when you, as you were a testimony today with your brother, and you said it was 7 years. The Bible says seven is the number of completion. So sometimes when we obey God, we keep His commandments, and we look to Him in our sickness, we pray constantly, and He heals us. He sends us out to be a witness for Him, to give a testimony of how faith is, because Jesus didn't preserve the healing ministry just for Himself, but He passed it on to His disciples. Pass it on to us through the Spirit, and that we are His living stones. We are walking witnesses, especially when we have the indwelling Holy Spirit in us. And the thing that God heals us from helps us to be less fearful and more reverence to Him, because in 2 Timothy 1:7 says He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So that is our marching order. And it gives proof that miracles of healing is still alive and well through faith, but also by the will of God.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
Amen. I just want to comment. I am blessed by your story because I had a story similar with traumatic things that in a different way, but the bottom line is what God did, not nothing that I did.
being in a situation that happened, and then what God did to restore me and heal me and bring me back to life. And
amen.
So I am blessed behind this story because it touched me. You know, when you share your story, not people understand, but to hear someone have a story that's similar, it blessed me and it empowered me. It made me not feel so alone, but we could all see what God can do. And I thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Amen.
Definitely.
And we constantly have to keep in mind that we have to always go before God through the Son and thank Him for all that He's done for us, because we didn't do it on our own.
Exactly.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, it's like you know that you know that you know. It was all God. It was all God.
And also in 2 Corinthians 10:5, well, I'm just paraphrasing. Sometimes we have to stop and check ourselves to see if we're still in the faith, even though we hoop and we holler and we run and we shout, but sometimes we got to stop and check ourselves to see, are we still in faith? And I break faith down, for always I trust Him, who is Him, Christ. And His grace is God's righteousness and riches at Christ's expense. He paid the price. There's not a price that we can pay. So keep your head. So stay praying for brother and constantly thank Him for your healing every day.
Definitely. Always.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
And if I could tell a rock.
Oh, sorry. Does anybody have any more questions or comments? We have Brother Brian. Anybody have any more comments?
Yes, I just wanted to say that if I could tell a rock or a tree how good God has been to me and how He saved my life to spare my life, I would. But can't do that. That type of thing will get you, like, people will be asking, are you crazy? Are you insane? But I tell people, I tell them, and I'll keep telling them, because every breath I inhale and exhale, it's all because of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, I'm totally grateful for that testimony you just gave. Because there's a lot of people out there going through similar situations and don't know how to have patience to wait on the Lord.
Right.
And by what you're saying, no, never give up. You said a mouthful. You said a mouthful. I thank you, my brother.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. And just to piggyback on what you said, Brother Bryant, you know, so many times people are great big miracles from God. And a lot of times your miracle, your blessing is going to be coming over time. Just like he spoke about how he went through that 1 year of rehab and still it was like 7 years to really get to where he is. So healing miracles, sometimes God is working it out. But, you know, and he's teaching us a lot, too, while we're going through this period of time. And so it's healing over time. Not all the time is it just right away. I think of one time in Scripture, and I know it still was, you know, a quick time, but the thing of it was, when he was rubbing some of the salve or something into someone's eye where they, you know, they saw people, they said they looked like trees, and then, you know, then gradually the full sight came. So sometimes God is just going to be working with us and just slowly bringing us back around by His grace, you know, and it's always going to be to His glory, always going to be to His honor.
Definitely.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree on that one. I definitely agree on that one.
Well, sometimes in sickness and illness, all accidents you go through, sometimes I look upon it as God getting us to get closer to Him. Because I remember when I was sick for a while and was bedridden, not say bedridden, no, because I had to be, but I stayed in bed a lot doing this. And I did a lot of praying, a lot of talking to God. And the scripture that just kept rolling in my mind, was when Paul went to God three times because he had been buffeted by an angel of Satan. He had a stone in his side. You say, my
Amen.
Grace is sufficient.
Amen.
I look back Amen. When Paul, in Corinthians 12, he said that he knew a man that went into a trance, had a vision of the third heaven. And we know we have the sky, we know we have the stars, the second heaven. But I look upon it as Paul looked into the third heaven where the throne of God was, but every time he might have wanted to speak of it, whatever that throne was buffet him. Because
uh-huh.
it was a mystery and it was not time to be revealed until Jesus come back. So sometime I'm saying in our sickness, God will open a door to you and reveal some of the mysteries according to his will. But as your spirit get in sync with his spirit speak to your spirit and boom. Oh, now you have not a new revelation, but you have a revelation of his word.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got about four more minutes. Anybody have any more questions or comments? I just want to say the incident that I was in, I was kind of like in denial. Like, even though I wasn't the same person that I was, I thought I was the same person that I was. But that's where I had to go, really, really go to God. He had to strip me. And I had to go face to him. And that's when I really got closer to him as he began to start to heal me. But I'm really touched by your story today because it really helped me a lot from you
thank
sharing.
You.
And thank you again. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Sister Faith, for what you just said and what the brother gave his testimony, taking 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore a man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. And all things are passed away. Behold, all things
exactly.
are new. So when you are new in Christ, you keep that walk forward. You don't look back. Because you think about Paul, Paul never went back to none of his, he didn't commit a sin, he didn't go back. He moved
mm-hmm.
forward. And after he spent right. 3 years in the Arabian desert at the foot of Mount Sinai, and the Holy Spirit taught Paul. Paul moved forward in the grace of God, teaching.
Right.
Even though he went through his trials and his tribulations and things, and we have to look at that. A lot of things that we are beset upon in sickness and hurt, none of us have went through what Paul went through.
No.
But
no,
we got. But Paul struggled. Always depend on what he said. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. So I think about it, whenever Paul got into a weakness or in pain, he'd think about Jesus on that cross, not only dying, but being raised from the dead by the power of God. And then he didn't see Jesus ascending, but he heard the story. So, and that's the thing. We need to read the life of Christ, study the apostles, study what the grace of God is, and also go back to Exodus 19 chapter, read to Genesis 24, and you see the mind of the will of God, what he intended for man to do. And then look in Leviticus and see the value laws. These things are still moving forward, and we do not attain, and we do not live by that in totality because we're imperfect. But we work on being mature in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's on, in the Word daily, daily. Staying in prayer daily. Giving God grace daily, worshiping God daily, not just on Sunday Bible study, your conferences or your convocation, but daily worshiping God and thanking him for his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, we have come to the end now. And Brother James, I just want to thank you for your testimony.
You're welcome.
And Sister Beverly, would you like to close in prayer?
Oh, sure. Dear Heavenly, Gracious Father,
It is once and again that we do come before your precious throne of grace, and we thank you for this blessed opportunity that you do give to us, Father, to be out on the airways, oh, Father God, and to be in a format like this, that even though people may not have heard it today, it will be available for future listenings. And for that, we just praise and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for how you have journeyed with this man today that has gone through what he has gone through, and that you have brought him to where he is now, Father God, prepared, Father God, to go now into the medical field for you, dear Heavenly Father God. And, Father, the things that we all go through is always for a reason, Father God, that you might use us, oh, Father, to be a blessing to so many others. And so I pray that many people will listen to this recording, Father God, and especially those that are going through situations that are so similar, situations where they look up and they just don't know why they're in this situation. They look up and discuss at you, and they want to know why you put them in this situation, why you didn't do that. But I pray that people will be given hope, Father God, that are going through like situations, and that their hearts would be encouraged, oh God, and that they would cry to you, Father God, to help them to walk through the road that they have to walk, because as human beings on this earth, we all have a different direction to walk, Father God. It is certainly each and everyone's life story. So give people, Father God, that are needing it, give them the help that they need, Father God, the enabling grace, so that they can fight through and then, Father God, be a blessing by your grace unto so many others. So I thank you now, Father, for everyone that's on this call, praying for our families, dear Father God, and praying, Father God, that we would keep an attentive ear to you, that we might do your will in the way that you want it done, Father God. And we pray these things now in the mighty and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother James.
You're
you guys all have a very blessed evening, and God bless
Definitely.
You all. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.